SN. Americans today believe that the world is round, a beautiful blue and white orb in a vast universe. I, on the other hand, happen to take the view that the world is indeed flat, a large space pancake around which the celestial bodies circulate. This feeling comes from my knowledge that Copernicus was ignorant of the topography of Kansas. I mean, have you ever been to Kansas? Have you ever seen how flat it is? I know that if Copernicus and myself were standing in a cornfield in Kansas, that he would change his theory and adopt the Pope's view that the world is flat instantly.
This is Tracy, and here's my received idea. My grandmother always told me that if you're nice to people, they'll be nice to you. While I think that being kind and courteous is very important, experience has shown me that it doesn't always lead to being treated well by others. I'm intrigued by why my grandmother believed in this so firmly that she repeated it almost daily well into her 80s. Was she just deluded, or did she perhaps believe in it not so much as a way to control others' behavior, but as an ethical approach to life?
This is Donna Decker, and I'm responding to the assignment from Professor Munden. And the received idea that I want to speak about is something that my mother and grandmother always said. Everything happens for a reason. And I thought a lot about this, and I really can't quite understand it. I think that what they mean by it is that there's some kind of higher meaning maker who has a plan that will allow us to understand fully someday, probably in some afterlife, things that happen in our day-to-day lives, especially hard things. This has not proved to be true for me. Well, it's something that I'm always questioning. I often actually hear other people saying it too. So I'd be very interested to see what other people think about this. What is the reason everything happens? Who is the reason? How do you come to that conclusion? Thank you.